It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, September 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. The greater sage grouse is under consideration to be listed as a threatened species. The move could have wide-reaching implications. KVNF Jake Ryan has the latest development.
It's easy to read too much into a small statement, but the head of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made some remarks this week that might hint at the future of the greater sage grouse. Dan Ash was in Washington talking to the House Committee on Natural Resources. They were mostly grilling Ash over information that the Fish and Wildlife had given the committee, but Representative Scott Tipton, who represents the 3rd District in Colorado, also talked to him about the sage grouse. Here's Tipton asking Ash if Colorado does well with the sage grouse, would it still be subject to listing?
Take the scenario we have recovery in the state of Colorado, but not in the other 10 states. In the event of a listing, would Colorado still have to comply with the listing?
In the event of a listing, and let's say Colorado, we could determine that Colorado had an adequate plan for conservation of the sage grouse, then we could recognize that with what we call a special rule under Section 4D of the Endangered Species Act, like we recently did with the lesser prairie chicken. We could say, all right, well, Colorado has an adequate plan for conservation, so as long as you are complying with Colorado's plan, then you know, no need to come to the federal government for approval.
Ash also visited Colorado recently and was impressed with the efforts made to recover the bird populations.
Would you concur that the efforts in Colorado that are being made are repopulating this species?
Yeah, we saw great people, landowners that are great stewards of the land and are working cooperatively with our people on the ground and with great support from the USDA, Natural Resources Conservation Service. And so we've got in the state of Colorado, so I saw really the kind of partnership and cooperative approach that it takes to conserve a bird like the sage grouse, which is why I can be optimistic that we have the chance to get to a not warranted determination on the sage grouse, because we've got the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, the USDA, all 11 states working collaboratively on that effort. So it really is an unprecedented level of effort that's going on.
Fish and Wildlife has until mid-November to make a decision.
State health officials will vote on new rules tomorrow to crack down on medical marijuana caregivers who have large numbers of patients. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment wants to cap the number of patients a caregiver can have. The limit is 5, but caregivers can apply for a waiver to have more. Karen McGowan is the Deputy Executive Director of the CDPHE. She says the relationship is supposed to be about more than just growing marijuana.
At some point, what we're trying to say is you probably have lost that relationship with that patient that you're supposed to have significant responsibility for their well-being.
The department will hear from the public during Tuesday's hearing and hopes to make a decision the same day. Critics of patient limits say it will harm patients who need a specific strain of marijuana from a particular caregiver. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Poachers continue to give Colorado agencies trouble. Last week, an elk was found on private property near Telluride. This is Joe Lewandowski with Parks and Wildlife.
An elk was shot. Apparently someone heard the shots. Two of the quarters were left at the site. Right now, our investigation is ongoing. We don't have any suspects or anything else. We're trying to gather information. So if anyone does have information about that, they should call Colorado Parks and Wildlife, our Operation Game Thief line, at 877-265-6648.
Joe says that this is not a rare occurrence.
Oh, there's always poaching of wildlife all over the state. It goes on constantly. We really don't have any good idea, you know, if it happens, how frequently it happens, because obviously poachers don't report what they kill. But it is an issue. It's taking resources away from the public who pays for wildlife management and for the privilege to hunt. If anyone has any information about any poaching that goes on, you know, anywhere in the state, they should call that number and tell us what's going on.
The penalties for poaching can range from a fine to felony. The skies on the western slope are starting to clear up. The monsoon season is wrapping up and cold weather isn't too far away. This is Dennis Phillips, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
I heard some of the climate people talking today, actually, whether or not El Nino was going to form. And I think it looks like right now, at least for Colorado anyway, it looks like maybe a neutral condition, so maybe not really La Nina or El Nino, or possibly just a weak El Nino. So what that means for Colorado is really hard to tell. There's no clear signal on which way this is going to go. So I think, as they were discussing, that climate may not play a big role in this, but maybe just the general weather patterns. So we'll have, you know, a strong storm here and there and see how it plays out towards the end of the winter, I guess.
The enterovirus that is spreading across America has shown up in Colorado, and it may be making its way to the western slope. Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs has reported that it has several cases that might be enterovirus D68. The patients are showing mild but similar symptoms. They're not able to test to see if it is the virus, just something else, but the CDC can find that out. The Centers for Disease Control confirmed several cases in Denver earlier this last week. And finally, the Denver Post could be for sale. The paper's parent company, Digital First Media, says it's considering selling off some or all of its properties. CPR's Mike Lamp reports that Digital First owns hundreds of newspapers and other media in 15 states. The company itself, controlled by a hedge fund, concerned with making a profit, not reporting the news, says Derrigan Silver at the journalism department at the University of Denver. He says the possible sale of Colorado's largest newspaper isn't too surprising. It's what hedge funds do.
This is not a media organization which is deciding to move in a different direction. This is a hedge fund which wants to maximize its investment in these various newspapers.
Besides the Post, Digital First owns 12 Colorado newspapers, including ones in Boulder and Longmont. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.